Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa DeSantos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa DeSantos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Hello, friends and fellow world changers. Welcome to today's episode. It's episode 32, and I trust your day was profitable yesterday. Our scripture focus today is Matthew 6, verse 33. And reading from the Good News Translation, it reads, "Instead, be considered above everything else with the kingdom of God and with what he requires of you, and he will provide you with all these other things." Today's title is First Things First. In this episode, we dive into Matthew 6, verse 33, which encourages us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. That's the popular way by which you're used to hearing that scripture. We explore how when we give special attention to God's kingdom, or more like how to walk in or how things are done within God's kingdom, when we give prime spot to that in our lives, not only aligns us with his will, but also unlocks the provision and success that we seek. In today's society, the pursuit of success and fulfillment often feels like an all-consuming quest, from the relentless push towards career advancement and financial stability to the search for personal happiness and meaningful relationships. It seems we're constantly striving for something more, something better. This endless pursuit can easily become a pervasive presence in our lives, dictating our decisions, shaping our identities, and influencing our perceptions of self-worth and happiness. But prioritizing God's kingdom reshapes our ambitions, challenging us to pursue ambitions that honor God and contribute to his kingdom, rather than solely pursuing personal gain or achievements. It inspires us to make decisions with an eternal perspective, weighing the potential spiritual implications alongside immediate consequences. Our interactions with people become selfless, empathetic, with a desire to reflect God's love to others. Ultimately, prioritizing God's kingdom leads to a life that is centered on him, characterized by love, service, and devotion to his will. Beginning each day with prayer, reading scripture, and setting intentions to prioritize God's will throughout the day, and then ends the day with reflection, gratitude, and prayer, seeking God's guidance and forgiveness. The key takeaways from this scripture: the importance of giving high priority to God's way of being and doing things in our lives, understanding how seeking God first impacts our daily life and decisions, the promise of God's provision when we align our priorities with his. So Lacroix Moore is a musician, better known as Lacroix. He grew up in a broken home and experienced struggles with identity and purpose. However, after encountering Christ, he committed his life to serving God through his music. Despite facing criticism and challenges in the secular music industry, Lacroix remained steadfast in his faith and convictions, using his platform to spread the gospel and inspire others. Today, he's not only a Grammy Award-winning artist, but also a respected voice in the Christian community, demonstrating the power of seeking God's kingdom first in every aspect of life. The success principles here are perseverance as a key component of success and spiritual growth, the law of sowing and reaping, consistent effort leads to eventual reward, trusting in God's timing and faithfulness, even in the face of delays or setbacks. Lacrimore's life exemplifies the truth of Matthew 6, verse 33, demonstrating that when we live or place as great priority honoring God and doing things His way, all other things fall into place. His success as a Christian artist and influencer is a testament to the transformative power of aligning our lives with God's purposes. Today, take some time to think on areas of your life where you can prioritize God's kingdom. Step out in faith and trust God's provision as you seek His guidance on how to carry out whatever project you are working on. Now, here's the declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I place the highest importance on living according to the dictates and requirements of the kingdom of God and His way of doing things, trusting in His provision for all my needs. As I align my life with His will, I experience fulfillment and success beyond measure. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs. Who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, His wisdom instruct you, and His love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow. Thank you.